What's happening in your hometown? Let us know. Call the KGLO Live Line on the Tim Fleming Show at 494-2500. We're your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO.
Yes, indeed, we are your hometown news station, and we love to talk about things that are happening in our hometowns around North Iowa. And one of the locations in Mason City is a location that brings people together from all around North Iowa. That is the North Iowa Event Center, the fairgrounds in Mason City. And we got a chance to talk to the fair manager, Dane Dugan, who's on our KGLO live line with me this morning. Dane, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, great to have you on board with us. You know, we've been talking a little bit about some of the fun things that are coming ahead in 2023 at the North Iowa Fair. There seems to be some real excitement building there. And before we get talking too much about some of that, maybe can you bring everybody up to date a little bit on your background as you recently jumped into that fair manager position at the North Iowa Fair?
Yeah, for sure. My roots aren't here in Iowa, but they are in agriculture, and I grew up doing 4-H and FFA, and I've been a fair manager in a few other places, so the spirit of what happens out there, you know, being a gathering place for the community and, of course, the fair. My very first job was actually at my county fair in Hamilton, Montana. So while I am new, I definitely understand the mission and the purpose of what happens there, and very excited. There seems to be, as you said, a lot of good energy around rebuilding the fair and excitement about what's happening at the event center. And so I'm just very excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, I know one of the things that came up in a recent conversation was the Cowboy Ball, and people are starting to visit a little bit about the North Iowa Cowboy Ball, which will happen in March. Tell us about this and what this can mean for the fair.
It can mean a lot. I mean, it can be a complete turning point. The Cowboy Ball is an effort just to raise money to fund new, exciting entertainment and programming at the fair, and I think it's no secret to anybody, but fairs aren't free. Entertainment's not free, and so we need funding and support to do that. And so the Cowboy Ball is an effort to raise those funds and bring in new entertainment. Like I said, we already have some great things lined up. We've got Sea Lions coming, a motorcycle thrill show, just about to announce, I guess we are announcing. We have a kangaroo show that's coming. Those are all things that we want to bring to the fair to get people to come back out and get a renewed excitement about what happens out there.
A kangaroo show, huh? That's
I've had it at one of my past fairs, and it's pretty awesome. But those are things that I just think families would really enjoy. And bring something different. That's part of the goal of the fair, is that you want something different that doesn't normally happen here in Mason City. And I think we're trying to do that, and the Cowboy Ball is a definite effort to make that happen.
Yeah, and I think it should be noted, too, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the Cowboy Ball, this isn't just for people who are geared totally country. It's not a this is something for everybody to have fun.
It definitely is. No, it's definitely, you know, that might be the theme, but the idea really is to bring new people into supporting the fair, and, you know, there'll be a cowboy cocktail hour, we'll have a buffet, auctions, we have the Palomino band coming in, and, it's just a fun time to come together, celebrate a restart to the fair, and raise some money.
And Dane, you're looking for businesses to kind of step up to the plate too and show some great local support.
We are. Yep, it's a tabled event at this point. If you go to NorthIowaCowboyBall.com, there's all the information about how to sponsor. And if there's any open space as of March 1st, then we'll open it up to individual tickets. But right now, we're really looking for local businesses and companies and organizations to sign up.
So they buy a table and that type of thing so that they can have
yep.
X number of folks attend, correct?
That's right. Yep. The tables start at $500, and it's a table of eight. Includes a complimentary drink and the dinner as well. So,
all right. Now, some of the I'm hearing that you've got some great auction type items coming in too, right?
We do. We do. There's silent and live auction items. We've got some unique experiences out at the airport. We've got some things out on the lake at Clear Lake. All kinds of different things. So, and we'll be putting that out on our social media here starting soon.
Yeah, this is really all to build some real excitement too, and I think people will want to reconnect themselves to the North Iowa Fair. You've got a great location, you've got great fairgrounds. You got to be pleased with what you have to work with.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, the fair. People probably don't even realize this. The fair actually started in 1860 here. So the nostalgia and the connection in the community should be special. And I mean, it's moved locations and that kind of thing. But we do have a great facility. We know that there have been fairs that haven't been great or perfect or up to standard in the past. And I guess we just hope that the community will realize we acknowledge that, but let us, you know, put that in the past and help us move forward to build something. There's no reason this fair can't be world-class and amazing again.
Well, it sounds like you've got a good step forward. People always want to know about a carnival and that kind of thing when it comes to a fair, too. Have you thought that far down the line?
We've been working on that since I started. We've worked with a couple other counties here and have helped route a carnival that will be coming to the fair from Arkansas. And so, yep, we will have a carnival this year, and we're very excited about it. And everybody can plan on having their corn dogs and carameled apples and cotton candy because it's going to be there.
Will the fairgrounds themselves have a different look this year for a North Iowa fair?
It'll have a different layout. We definitely are focusing on certain things, one being the food. So we're going to have what we're calling Treat Street, which will include just a whole food experience that everybody would like to dream of, having all different types of food. We'll have a shopping mall in the All Seasons building that'll have a stage with a magician, sword swallower, and all kinds of fun stuff like that. And, again, all these different attractions that we have booked will be all throughout the grounds, and that'll... We have racing pigs, we've got a firefighter training show, tons of other things that we haven't announced yet. So,
oh, wow. Wow. Well, feel free if you want to announce them, you can.
I have to leave a little bit there for people to wonder. So. I guess that's also the spirit of what we haven't set a theme quite yet, but it's going to be something surrounding the idea of dreaming big. We want people to just think about what their fair can be like, and then we need everybody in the community to come out and give it a chance and support it.
That sounds terrific. It sounds like you've got some great, great things happening. Again, if people are interested in the North Iowa Cowboy Ball, it's northiowacowboyball.com.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
And if they want to know about... things relating to the North Iowa Fair or rental of a building for the North Iowa Events Center, where should they go there?
Yeah, it's northiowaeventcenter.org.
Mm-hmm. northiowaeventcenter.org. Anything else, Dane, that you wanted to touch on this morning while we have a chance to visit about the North Iowa Fair?
No, I just appreciate the time, and if people are interested in volunteering, like we're working on our competitive exhibit program with the quilts and the food and gardening, all that. We need people. We need people to come out and help us, and they can stop in the fair office or give us a call, and we will definitely make use of any energy or effort or support that the community is willing to give.
Dane, I got to tell you something. You had me at Treat Street. Bring on the goodies, right?
That's right.
That's the deal. We've been talking with Dane Dugan. He is the fair manager of the North Iowa Fair and North Iowa Event Center in Mason City, and terrific talking with you. Dane, I can't wait. It's going to be a fun year ahead.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much.
You bet. Take care. That is, again, Dane Dugan with us this morning live on AM 1300, KGLO, and KGLOAM.com.